Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 40, 12 to 14. Isaiah 40, 12 to 14. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge, or showed him the path of understanding? My theme for reflection is the God who holds everything. The God who holds everything. If my phone maps reroute me twice, I start arguing with the satellite as if my frustration could bend the highways. We like explanations. We want the why. Isaiah 40 knows that ache. After promising tender comfort, the prophet turns and shows us the shepherd's hands. The cup oceans span galaxies, weigh mountains like fruit on a scale. It is as if God says, you don't need all the answers. You need me. The problem is familiar. Fear swells when life stops making sense. Exiles in Isaiah's day faced powers that seemed immovable. We face diagnoses, wars, layoffs, and rational fractures. Our instinct is to demand reasons. God answers with revelation of himself. Who measured the seas in his palm? Who marked off the heavens with a handspan? Who taught him wisdom? No one. Strength without limit, wisdom without lack. And next to that greatness, the nations, our most imposing systems and crises, are a drop in a bucket, dust on the scales. This is not God belittling people, it is God resizing our fears. So how is the problem resolved? Not with a timetable for why, but with a portrait of who. The same arms that gather lambs are the hands that hold oceans and star fields. The comfort we crave rests on the character we confess. God is able and God is wise. Timothy Keller captured it well. I quote him again. God will only give you what you would have asked for if you knew everything he knows. That is not a platitude. It is a doorway into peace. If he lacks no power and makes no mistakes, then our unanswered questions can wait in his competent care. This reframes today. We stop treating God as a defendant in our courtroom and return to him as the center of our worship. We admit our size and breadth. We refuse to absolutize any Babylon of our age, however loud or lethal. Compared to God, it is dust on the scale, not a weight upon his promise. And for Christians, this vision finds its brightest edge in Jesus, the one through whom all things hold together, also entered our why. The maker who weighs mountains carried a cross. If that is true, then his power is not abstract and his wisdom is not cold. It is cruciform love. So when maps reroute and life is opaque, Isaiah 40 invites us to a different instinct. Leave it with me. Not passivity, but trustful action, prayer before planning, obedience before outcomes, worship before worry. We may not get the spreadsheet of reasons, but we get the God whose hands can hold both oceans and us. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where am I demanding explanations from God more than I am resting in his character, his strength and wisdom? Number two, which nations, systems, headlines, pressures feel enormous to me right now And how does Isaiah's drop in a bucket image resize them? And now our practical exercise. Read Isaiah 40, 12 to 17 aloud, slowly. After each image, waters, heavens, dust, mountains, name one fear and pray. Father, you hold these two. Finish with 2 minutes of silence, letting God be larger than your questions. Majestic Father, your hand spans galaxies and steadies my heart. Forgive me for making my fears bigger than you and for treating you as if you must answer to me. Teach me to trust your strength and rest in your wisdom. Resize my worries, recenter my worship, and help me walk by faith until sight, through Jesus who holds all things together and holds me. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.